Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Mullins, and here are today's top local stories. We begin this afternoon with the mayor, and you're probably going, okay, Larry Mullins, what else is new? Well, what's new today is that additional charges could be filed against Mayor Eric Adams. That's from prosecutors who say they might also indict others in the corruption case against him. That came out of a scheduled court hearing today to discuss, among other things, defense motions to dismiss the case altogether, citing alleged glad handling of evidence and leaking info to reporters. Adams met with reporters today, still maintaining that he's innocent and he's still well in charge of this city. Juliet Papa in our leadoff spot this afternoon.
As he left the courtroom, I asked Mayor Adams how it felt sitting there, and he said, "I'm all right." The mayor appeared before the judge who will try the corruption case against him. Prosecutors revealed more, telling the judge they expect additional charges and additional defendants either involved with or related to this case. And they said in the trove of emails, texts, documents, and more, that the mayor approached certain witnesses regarding campaign contributions and told them they should not tell the truth to the FBI. Defense attorney Alex Spiro told the court he's confident the bribery charges will get thrown out. And with a feistiness and confidence, he said he thinks the trial should last all of 2 weeks, and he wants to go to trial as soon as possible. Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
A New York lawmaker says YouTube still isn't getting the message. New York Democrat Dan Goldman says the platform still allowing young folk to watch ghost gun videos. He, along with more than a dozen of his colleagues, once again pushing YouTube to do more to prevent teens from being able to watch videos about making and modifying guns. Says there are some loopholes in the platform's new rules which allow kids to find similar content. Goldman says he hopes this will light a fire under YouTube to close the gaps and encourage other social and digital media sites to enforce their own policies. Fired off a letter to YouTube CEO Neil Mohan that was signed by 15 other members of Congress. Manhattan DA Al Bragg sent a letter earlier this year to YouTube telling them, stop it, stop showing those videos. The platform introduced some new stipulations to prevent it, including banning tutorials. 1010 Winds has reached out to YouTube for a response on this latest claim. A couple of NYPD officers in hot water this afternoon after they left harassing voicemails for people, allegedly, who called 311 on the cops.
As part of the probe by the city's Department of Investigation, Officer Brendan Sullivan of the 77th Precinct admitted to leaving harassing and at times creepy voicemails for the Prospect Heights man. In this one, obtained by Streets Blog, he pretended to be an ex-lover.
I hope you still dream about me. Love you, baby boo. Bye, Paulie V.
Officer John Madera of the 84th Precinct admitted to posing as a 311 operator to tell another caller with a similar complaint he may be barred from lodging too many of them. Both officers have been fined $500. The NYPD says Officer Sullivan has been placed on modified duty. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Brooklyn.
Well, an old preacher used to say there is no good way to do a low-down deed. Three people facing a long list of charges in an alleged deed theft scheme, netting the alleged crooks over $250,000 in somebody's house. Attorney General Tish James says the trio and their company stole the childhood home of a Bronx resident. No, they didn't. Yes, they did. And then pulled off a series of real estate investment scams targeting vulnerable communities like immigrants and first-time homebuyers. Real estate broker Marcia Campbell faces 18 charges, operated Extreme Realty, it says here, under which she allegedly tricked clients into sending her money for sham real estate investments. She, along with her husband, Fred Campbell, and their associate, Frank Palmer, also allegedly took advantage of a Bronx woman who was inexperienced with real estate and stole her property for themselves. All three could each spend up to 15 years in some other real estate with bars. A doorman on the Upper West hit with grand larceny and identity theft charges for allegedly stealing nearly $500,000 from a retired elderly couple. Manhattan DA Alvin Bragg says Alfredo Mateo abused his access as a doorman to steal more than two dozen checks from a retired school teacher. He says he was living in a nursing home. She was living in the nursing home, and she was under a court-ordered guardianship while her husband continued to live in the building over on Riverside, right? Mateo allegedly also stole from the teacher's annuity and pension. And all prosecutors say he stole $480,000 from those folks. Golly. Well, it's no secret that we got a housing crisis here in the city with rent sky high and no end in sight. New data from Realtor.com confirming the Big Apple is still dealing with rising rents, even though other big cities are seeing some relief. Brooklyn is feeling it the most.
Renting an apartment and living in the city has never been cheap, but in Brooklyn, they've really been feeling it the last few years.
Oh my God. Well, I think New York City in general is expensive, but like since I moved to Williamsburg, like my rent has been like up $100 or $200.
According to Realtor.com, this is the borough that saw the biggest increase, up 5.1% compared to last year, especially when it comes to Brooklyn waterfront properties. The average price to rent, $37.90.
2 weeks, are you worried about every paycheck you get?
Honestly, this is like a mini Manhattan right about now.
If you're living in Brooklyn, that magic number you need to make a year to avoid spending more than 30% of your income on rent is over $151,000. Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM. In Williamsburg.
I'm a witness, folks. It's crazy. They say some of these people are just charging more just to be charging more for no reason at all, not upgrading properties or anything. But anyway, call your congressman. Call your congresswoman.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.